Hello, this is John Wise. I'm assistant track coach at Wichita State University. I've been doing a few of these podcasts and thought we'd get back into them here with some audio version only type podcasts with some different college track and field coaches as we deal with trying to work through this coronavirus deal. So starting out with an old friend, Cole Davis. If you've listened to a previous podcast, he's been on a few of them, and I thought it would be a good way to get started and to talk about this crazy deal that we're that everyone's dealing with, but how track and field coaches are dealing with it. He's been a good friend for a long time. He's now the head coach at Johnson & Wales University in Denver, Colorado, and he had a very successful 8-year run at Friends University, where he helped build that program into one of the top NAIA programs in the country. And now he's at a university that has had no tradition and a very small roster. So we talk about, you know, him building up a roster there, but most of our conversation is just kind of talking about what we've been through in the past week with our programs and, you know, how we're trying to sort through creating workouts and recruiting and just living life as a track and field coach when there's no track and field season. So really good conversation. Hope you enjoy it. And this is Cole Davis.
Well, we are here with Cole Davis, the head coach at Johnson & Wales University in Denver, Colorado, frequent visitor to the podcast. So last time we talked was seemed like we were in a different world. And
absolutely.
And now we are dealing with this coronavirus and no track season. How you know, what was the last week like at Johnson & Wales in Denver, Colorado?
I mean, I think it's been a whirlwind for everybody in this industry and lots of industries right now, as we're kind of seeing updates day by day of how everything's changing. But yeah, we were, I guess, a little ahead of the curve in the aspect of we were on spring break earlier than everybody because we're on trimesters instead of semesters right now. So kind of the end of spring break is kind of right when everything got crazy for us, instead of like the beginning of spring break for most people. So all of my kids had just gotten back from spring break, and we had one practice, and then we actually had an active case on our campus that was released. So once that was released, we immediately couldn't practice the next day. Teams couldn't gather. And this was kind of before the whole NBA shut down, and that kind of what started everything else. So we were kind of dealing with it a little bit before the masses were. But after that, it was a whirlwind of every single day. I wanted to be able to meet with my team to talk about what was going on, but we weren't given that opportunity. So I've only seen about 2 kids on my team since this whole thing started, because we can't meet as a program. We can't get together. We can't do any of those things. So it's been a lot of phone calls, a lot of chatting with seniors and talking about what the next steps are, whether they have another year of eligibility they want to use, or they're ready to move on to the next stages of their life. And being a coach of 2 different programs in the last 6 months, I've kind of been talking to both teams and reaching out to the seniors from my last program. And it's kind of hurt twice as much in that aspect. But as far as work-wise, we're not allowed or not suggested to be in the office right now. They're trying to get us to work from home. I work better in the office, so I've still been going in quite a bit. But it's just been an insane 10 days of figuring out, hey, we were booking flights and hotels and stuff for our outdoor season, and then now we're trying to get refunds and figuring out how to recruit without seeing kids march from their senior year. And it's been a giant mess. But
a cluster.
It has been a cluster, but
yeah, it's been interesting. You know, you guys are not that far from us, but we've had a little different way it's gone. So I think it was a week ago, Wednesday, when the NBA canceled.
Yeah.
So we're recording this on Wednesday night, March 18th, and we had a team meeting on Wednesday discussing the outdoor season, and we projected out the points, and we were showing, because we were kind of little frustrated with how the indoor season went, and we were trying to promote how good our outdoor team was. And we literally, 1 week ago, it seems like a year ago, But a week ago, we were having a meeting and getting ready to talk about the Texas Relays and talk about the conference meet and all that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, that night, when we were having that meeting, you guys would have been having your case on campus. Mm-hmm. And then, but it really didn't hit us until the next day.
Right.
Because the next day, things started in our world canceling, like the Ivy League canceled their stuff. And then they didn't let the kids go to the NCAA meet, which was kind of a thing on the media, like,
yeah,
Harvard or somebody didn't, you know, their kids couldn't go. And then we had practice the next day. And let's see. No, the next day, I'm trying to remember how, it's all such a blur. I think, no, actually the next day, Coach Rainbolt had a meeting on campus with the head coaches, and we were at practice. And he comes back because the meeting was during practice, mm-hmm. and they had gotten some information. Literally, as we are getting ready to address the team, we got the news that everything was canceled. The whole season was canceled. Yeah. And they were getting information about the university, what the university was going to go to online classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so literally, I'm getting a text about how our season just got canceled, and we're giving starts to kids doing 400 hurdle practice.
Yeah.
And the kids are seeing it, and it's like, and then we had a team meeting and addressing the kids with really knowing nothing was one of the strangest things I've ever. The only thing even comparable is 9/11.
Right.
And that was strange for a day or two. And this was the weirdest, you know, the next day you're like, we're suspended, but it's not canceled. And, you know, it's just such a strange situation. And it still continues to be a strange situation. We are actually allowed to be on campus still, but campus is pretty much barren. But we're allowed to actually have some individual workouts with kids at their request. So practice is canceled, our season's canceled, but we have some kids stopping by to do some, just to be like normal, to try to have some normalcy.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things I was going to ask you about and we're struggling with is, we basically have a 5-month summer coming up. And what do you do for your kids? How do you talk to your kids about what to do?
Right. Yeah, that's been, I've been trying to, and I just sat down with my athletic director for about an hour today and just trying to give him things that I think can be positives out of this situation for specifically my program right now. And it was, the huge thing for me is I just took over this program 3 months ago, and I've been trying to build a culture that didn't exist. And then now it's just immediately cut off. And my main focus has been recruiting. And now it's like, oh, I have an extra couple months where all I can do is focus on recruiting. But it's been a scary situation in the aspect of I'm losing a lot of contacts with kids that are already on my team that we were trying to bring in and build, and our fitness center's closed down and most gyms are closing now. So it's like, even if I give them workouts to do, they can't even get into public places to work out, which Colorado has been one of the states that's been affected the most. We have some of the most cases and most outbreaks and confirmed positives right now. So they're shutting down everything. So I've been trying to put together, I had like a plan about a 60 to 65 day summer workout program. But now I'm like, I need to turn this into 100 days and I need to find alternative workouts to put into these that they can do at home, that they can do on their own, that they can do. And
Go ahead. As I say, one of the struggles we're having is that not knowing what you can do, like you're saying, like I've got some kids that won't be able to leave their house.
Yeah.
So we're trying to come up with body weight circuits in the house. But then there's some kids that might be able to have access to a track and some kids that might be a little bit dinged up. So maybe they could take a break, might be smart. And then some kids that need to like do some 400 hurdle practice that they've never done the 400 hurdles.
Right.
Or you can imagine like a multi-eventer that needs to throw the discus that it was a freshman. So we're just, I wish we kind of knew. It'd be like, hey, we're going to go on lockdown for 2 weeks, everybody, and then we're going to be able to come out and do something. It would be better to, at least we could plan, but so now we're just like, well, each individual is kind of a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah, and that's probably my only perk right now is I don't have a lot of individuals I have to worry about on my team at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be pretty one-on-one with them, and I've had a lot of phone conversations with them over the last 72 hours of, hey, this is what we need to focus on right now. This, our timing is going to be very different on how we're kind of going to go through the summer, but it's just scary to think about. As we all know as coaches, summertime is a sketchy time where we don't know exactly what they're doing and what they're not doing, and now that is just basically doubled and how long they're dealing with that. So the fact of also trying to reassure the recruits who I have committed for next year that, hey, we still want you. We want you to join us.
Well, what about high school kids that – so Kansas has just canceled the rest of the year academically, and – how is the NCAA going to – well, you guys don't have to probably deal with it as much, but we've got – you got to get core classes and you got to get eligibility requirements. It's like one thing to cancel track practice, but it's like everything has another thing that's connected. And, you know, they're trying to give eligibility back to people who were seniors last year. How do you do that with scholarship limitations and how the schools are going to have to probably pay for that? The NCAA is going to pay for that. We've got kids that are – we got kids that are graduating – grad school that are going to have more eligibility left next year. And so, you know, what do you do? Does that kid start a PhD? Like, has there been a seventh year PhD track student?
The ones at BYU probably.
So yeah, it's such a strange, weird, I don't know. I mean, it's and 1 week ago we were having a track season and now the world has stopped.
And it's been, something new that I've been dealing with here is that we don't have an indoor conference championship meet. So from the moment that I got here, we've been planning our kids to peak at the outdoor conference championship meet. So all of a sudden, and I had kids that I got here that I just started recruiting that we'd worked out for 2 months that I'm just like, hey, you're not going to start competing until outdoor. And we're trying to build that kind of that culture. And all of a sudden it's, hey, you're done. Hey, there's nothing else that we can do for right now. Or a kid that I just had join the team and they were a senior and they're about ready to graduate. Now they're postponing commencement. They don't know what they're going to do there. And kids that need a certain class to graduate that maybe can't afford to come back to school. And they're trying to figure out, how are we going to turn these in-person classes into online classes when the instructors have never taught online classes? And I feel like you said, everything is connected to each other. And it's just one thing after another. I feel like we're going to learn something new every single day, but
I'll be curious. I mean, I'm fascinated a little bit by what's happening, but at the same time, I don't know if sports seem to be one of the most directly affected because, you know, there's obviously all kinds of people being affected, not to minimize anyone else's situation, but we're the most visibly affected, I guess you could say, you know, and so
we probably have the blinders on a little bit too.
Like you put on the TV and they're showing Big Ten championship basketball from 6 years ago because there's nothing else to show. And then the guys on the radio have nothing to talk about, you know, and at some point there's going to be nothing to talk about, you know, what do they do? The, you know, top 10 hurdlers in Wichita State history on the radio. They're going to be coming up with something. But so kind of switching gears, you're building a program. Last time we talked to you, if people were listening, you were leaving Friends University to go to Johnson & Wales, and not to, you know, be negative at all, but there's not a lot of tradition track and field at Johnson & Wales. And so how's the, I wouldn't say rebuilding, how's the building process going? And up until last week, how was that going? And did you feel like things were starting to head in the right direction?
Yeah, I feel it was doing something I'd never really done before, where when I was at Friends, it was a similar situation, but I can't say it was too similar. Cause I mean, I came into a program at Friends that had just won a conference title the year before, but the team was 90% distance running and there wasn't really anything else. They just had a really good distance program. So coming in here, it was all distance running, but there was only 10 or 12 kids on the whole team. So it's been searching for numbers. It's been searching for events that I know kids can be multifaceted to really kind of help us grow. And I mean, I came into a track program that had only existed for 6 years. And there'd been three head coaches in those 6 years, and all three of them were cross-country oriented guys. So recruiting the sprinters and the jumpers, but also realizing, hey, I don't have a track. I don't have pole vault mats. Like, I can't really put a lot of effort into some of these specialty events right now. So I've been focused on recruiting the sprinters and the hurdlers and the jumpers and throwers. And
how many kids do you got lined up for next year at the moment?
So right now we have 13 commits for next year. And we had brought in about 9 kids from on campus to join the track team that weren't doing any sports. So we went from 14 kids to about 25 on the roster. And right before this happened, we're graduating 6 going into next year. We have quite a few commitments. So at the beginning of the year, my goal was for us to have like 35 kids on the team for next year. And we're like low 30s right now projected on the roster, and recruiting's still going well. It's just trying to take advantage right now of the kids that I know who I was recruiting from their marks as juniors in high school who aren't going to have a senior track season.
Well, one of the things that, so I, you know, one of my best friends is a Division III coach in Ohio, Kevin Lucas. And one of his frustrations as a Division III coach when you can't sign anybody is that you get in on guys early and then they get good. And then here comes a Division I team to sign them at the last second. You won't have to worry about that this year.
Exactly. And that's been something we've really, I mean, I've talked about with my assistant is, hey, these kids who were average to above average athletes as juniors who we're interested in, they're not going to get to showcase themselves this spring. So I feel like we have a better shot to get some of those kids than maybe we normally would have of, hey, we're recruiting a 16 flat hurdler who might go run 15 low or 14 high this year. And he might get that Division II offer from all these Division IIs in the state. But now that kid, if we're the only coach that's really talking to him, we might have a better shot to go after some of those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, for us right now, it's all about numbers. That's all I'm really focused on. But I also have to think about, when you're trying to build a program from scratch, you want the right kids to do that with. And we don't just want to go after any kid that we're really going after. So it's a mind game a little bit at times, but just trying to find the right kids that are willing to come in and put in the work and build some type of culture around the track team instead of just the cross country team. So
have you found any more new indoor hobbies since you really can't go and do anything? Is there anything that you can, any games that you can think of to play?
I mean, indoor drives me insane, but that's been the nice thing.
Everyone in Denver is outdoor people, so yeah. It's got to be really affecting everybody.
If I was John Wise, I'd just be hanging out in my apartment watching like 600 DVDs over again, but the fact that moving to Denver, our lifestyle has changed to some more outdoors activities. So we've been mountain biking and getting out and hiking. And
are they limiting people doing any of that kind of stuff?
They just, I mean, Rachel, I mean, obviously with her job, I'm kind of ahead of the game and hearing about certain things with her working in the news. But they just started shutting down entire counties in the mountains where they've had unusual amount of cases that they don't want people going out there. So there's certain areas going west into the Rockies that we can't even go into certain counties right now. So they're definitely limiting us in that aspect. And the Denver mayor just shut down all restaurants and bars. So going through that where you can't even go out and eat or do anything of that nature. So it's lots of takeout and hanging out at the house. And
passing around karaoke mics probably isn't a good idea right now either.
Exactly. Lots of time on the phone recruiting because that's about all we can do right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are definitely living in a moment of history that I hope we look back at and go, man, that was crazy. Remember when that happened?
Right.
But yeah, I guess, you know, part of this podcast starting back up is to talk to coaches from all around the country and see how everybody's dealing with it and try to trade ideas and, you know, work through it together, because I think everyone's struggling with what to do. You know, everyone's just confused and kind of bewildered. I went out to the track with a couple kids and just kind of feel normal that,
right.
Hey, and they're like, well, should we do this? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess. I mean,
right.
Ain't going to hurt. So if you pull your hamstring today, you got 5 months to recover till school starts.
Exactly. So, let's really push them now.
Yeah. So, Anyways, well, all right. Well, good luck staying healthy out there. And I'm sure you guys will keep building that Trek program up. And I have a feeling that you guys are going to take advantage of this as much as anybody. So I'm excited to see Johnson and Wales coming back to the KT Woodman next year.
Absolutely.
We're not having this year, unfortunately, but with a
maybe I'll have a busload of them by next year.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks. And we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.